It's a tremendous honor and privilege to be here with you today.
今天来到弟兄姊妹当中非常荣幸。
First of all, I would just like to ask you for your prayer. Actually, tomorrow morning, I leave to go speak to a number of corporations in Beijing, Hong Kong, and the Dalian province.
我请弟兄姊妹为我祷告，因为明天我要出发到北京和很多的那边的一些的公司要有一些交流。
I'm very nervous.
我非常紧张。
But I'm excited to be able to share with them the hope that I have for their businesses, but also more importantly, a hope that I have for myself and my faith.
我非常的觉得很好的一个机会，所以我这次要给他们能够分享到我对于这些做这方面工作的一些的蓝图。
So after the service, if you have any tips, I would love to take them. Also, if there's anything that I should avoid eating, I would love to hear about that too.
讲完了以后，我在吃饭的时候，可以弟兄姊妹要是有时间，可以给我讲一下一些的建议啊，或者一些不该做的事情，我很愿意听到。
Today we will be looking at the passage of the wise and the foolish builders.
我们今天要看到是这个聪明的这个建工的人和这些愚蠢的。
It is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
这是在马太福音的第七章的第二十四节。
Now, before this passage, Jesus is outlining many things for his disciples.
在这一节之前呢，主耶稣对他的门徒说了很多的话。
He is talking to all those who are listening to him, talking about how they should seek him and how they should find him and how it is a narrow way and how they should also avoid from false teachers as well.
他讲了很多的教训啊，关于怎样的来寻找他，怎样走窄门啊，不要走宽门啊，怎样都讲到很多的这些这些假冒为善的所讲的道。
Right before he goes into talking about the wise and the foolish builder, he speaks about true and false disciples.
在他讲到聪明和无知的盖房的人的前面，他讲到了这些假先知。
In verse 21, he said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
第二十一节第七章说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles?
当那日呢，必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Then I will tell them plainly,I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
主说呢，我明明告诉他们，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
At this point, he kind of gives the foundation, if you will, to how to truly follow him.
到这里为止呢，主把他跟随他的这个根基打稳。
In verse 24, he says, Therefore, everyone who hears the words that I have spoken and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on a rock.
在二十四节他就说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had foundation on the rock.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teachings because he taught as one who had authority.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
Today I would like to spend a little bit of time on this idea of the rock.
今天我会讲到这个磐石的事情。
When I was going over the sermon and I remember thinking, and I had mentioned what I was speaking on, someone asked me if I was speaking of a famous wrestler called The Rock.
我在 在举备今天的讲章的时候，我就想到有一个很有名的人，讲的人就是他的名字叫磐石。
I apologize for the disappointment that will not be what we were speaking about today.
今天我们不会讲到这个叫磐那个叫磐石的那个打架的那个人。
It's interesting because the word rock or stone in Hebrew.
我们很有意思的就是希伯来书讲到这个磐石的时候。
The first letter is actually the first letter of the alphabet, and it actually means God.
这个的起初的这个希伯来字母就是讲到神。
And it's interesting because the second letter or character, it actually means son.
第二个的这个字母呢，就讲到是儿子。
So in Hebrew, when someone speaks of a stone or a rock, they are talking about both God and son.
所以希伯来文讲到这个磐石的时候呢，它有这个神儿子的这个意思。
The word rock is also used over 150 times throughout the Bible.
在整个圣经中提到磐石有150多次。
Most of these times directly relating to an analogy of who God is.
经常多的提到这个词的是讲到神的所事。
We see how.Numerous times in the Psalms, David is calling to God as him being his rock and his salvation.
在诗篇中呢，大卫多次提到他这个神是他的磐石，他的拯救的磐石。
Of God being his rock and his fortress.
是他的磐石和山寨。
It talks in Daniel, when Daniel is talking of the prophecy of the dream of the king.
当这个但以理在他的这个梦中的预言当中讲到的时候
，In the king's dream, he imagines this elaborate statue that is made of many different precious metals and materials.
讲到这个他所看到这个异象里面有很多的组成的元素。
But in Daniel chapter 2 verse 45, he speaks of a rock that is cut out that comes and smashes the statue to pieces.
但是呢，在但以理书第二章第四十四节就讲到有一个大磐石落在这个大象上。
He finishes this interpretation talking about how even the gold is smashed to pieces by telling the king that the great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true and its interpretation is trustworthy.
在最后的时候，他讲解梦的时候，就是讲到这个磐石，就代表着神要击碎这一切这些其他东西，包括金子在内所代表的这些列国的形象。
I think it's very important to understand that though we think of a rock as being a place of refuge and stability, and for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, it is. It also has the power to break apart.And to smash to pieces.
所以神提醒我们，这个磐石不仅可以成为我们避难所在，也是能够击毁仇敌一切的工作的这样的一个磐石。
When we look at the definition in the dictionary of a rock,
当我们从地字眼中查这个磐石的这个字的时候
，descriptively it talks about it being something of stability, something of strength, something of reliance.
是讲到这个的代表的意思，就是讲到稳定性和它的这个刚强。
And I personally believe this is something that we must embrace totally, that our only strength is found upon this.
是讲到我们所有的所有的力量都是从神而来。
It's interesting when you go to the beach, which is beautiful. Does anybody like going to the beach here?
大家是不是很喜欢到这个海滩上去？
Obviously not right now, it's very cold, but soon.
现在当然有点冷，但是呢，很快我们就愿意去这个海滩。
I know I enjoy going to the beach and getting there early enough so you can actually put your chair as being the closest possible to the ocean.
若是你早到的话，你可以把你的这个所坐的这个椅子放在比较靠近海边。
And it's great to visit and to be as close as possible on usually the sand that is the softest and at times the most...That sinks a bit, if you will.
就是说是你越靠近海，那个沙子是可以很容易下滩下去的，所以你可以感觉到非常柔软。
And it's very attractive to think of dreaming of having a house almost right there on the ocean.
你很愿意想象你的房子就在海的这个沙滩上。
It's enticing. It's very tempting, if you will.
非常诱人啊。
But I think it's also very important to note that there are no houses that are built right there on the sand.
但是我们非常重要的看到呢，在沙子上没有见过这种房子的。
Oftentimes when we go to the ocean, the houses are built according to specifications that are quite a ways away, if you will.
但是我们看到很多的房都是根据标准呢，是建在离开海滩一段距离的。
As we know, this is not by chance.
这不是偶然的。
This is for a purpose.
这是有目的的。
But it is attractive.
但这是我们想象的话是非常好的，非常靠近海的这个房子非常有吸引力。
I think the same thing in our personal lives. There are a lot of things that are attractive that we often think are worthy foundations for our lives.
但我们在实际生活中也是这样，我们很多这个幻想的东西呢，不见得有好的这样的根基。
There are even things for a short period of time that seem quite stable.
有些呢，我们在短期内好像觉得没问题啊，很稳定。
It's interesting because when you run on sand, especially the sand that is close to the ocean, for a brief second, it seems like it can hold your weight.
当我们接近海边的那个沙的时候，我们好像偶尔或者比较短时期的觉得它还是很结实的。
And sometimes I remember when I was training to play in the NBA, when you sprint very fast, it actually seems like it's a very, very sturdy, very sturdy surface.
当我做NBA 的训练的时候，在海滩上跑，如果很快的话，你觉得这个沙子好像还是蛮结实的。
But when you get tired,
但是你累了以后
，and you're not running as fast,
你跑得不够快的时候
，you begin to feel your feet sink in deeper each step you take.
每一步那时候呢，你就发现你的脚在越来越往下陷。
You begin to realize that once what you thought was a very sturdy, fun place to run has now become very uncomfortable.
你现在就意识到，你原来觉得很稳定的这个跑的路呢，现在呢是非常的容易塌陷的。
I personally can say that there's a lot of things in life that I once thought would hold me and would be things to place my stability upon.
我自己的经验就是在人生中也有很多我觉得以前很稳定可以支持我的。
My ability to play basketball professionally, or my career, or what I owned, or what I drove.
我所在打 NBA 的，我所依靠的，还有我的所有的这些职业上，然后我个人的生活中所有的依靠。
But it's interesting that all those things are just like the sand. They sink.
所以我发现的就这一切都像沙子一样，它会塌陷。
And you can find very little stability, especially as the troubles of life come upon us.
当这些困难来到我们的面前的时候，这些呢就没有给我们这样的一个稳定的因素。
It's interesting because when I made my decision to stop playing in the NBA and pursue a ministry in my city, it was on a beach.
非常有趣的是，我不打 NBA 的以后呢，我就在开始我的这些的服侍的时候呢，我开始是在这个沙滩上。
I remember talking to my agent and him telling me that no, this is foolish. This is foolish to make this decision to stop playing professional basketball. This is a very secure career.
我的这个帮助我的经纪人呢，就说你这做的决定是不对的啊，为什么要不打 NBA 呢？这是非常有效的这样职业。
And it is specifically this passage that I remembered when I told him that, no, I personally believe that this is a very nice career, but my security will not be found in this.
那时候我就记得我是特别讲到今天我们读的经文哈，这个经文就给我这样的一个信心，就是说这些打 NBA 的不是我真正的依靠。
I will not lie to you. I will be honest and say that sometimes moving your foundation from sand, which is very attractive and very pretty at times, to solid foundation is not easy.
我发现呢，从这个可以看来非常诱人的这个沙子的根基转换成这个磐石的根基呢，这不是一个很容易的这样的一个过程。
At times, many people will say you are foolish in their eyes for doing that.
很多人他觉得你实在是很愚蠢这样做。
But I'm thankful that in the Word, it says that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
在神的话中讲到，神要用这人以为愚拙的来使他们羞愧。
And seemingly the weak things to the world to confound the strong.
让这个世上的这些软弱的啊，让他们能看到神的刚强。
I'd like to challenge us today to take that step.
我想向大家挑战，是吧？今天我们也来做这样的一个转换。
Not that you have to move away from playing in the NBA like some you might be thinking of doing.
不是你们都有机会要不打 NBA 啊，去做别的事情。
There's nothing wrong with that, and I personally am rooting very hard for Steph Curry to break the record and beat the Spurs tonight.
我也很非常支持这些 NBA 球星他们打出前所未有的这个战绩。
But what are the areas in our own life that we think are secure and have led us away from the true foundation?
我们有没有在我们生命中啊有一些的这些区域是我们没有在真正的根基上？
It's often in those quiet moments when we have time to think, what are we truly placing our hope in?
在我们安静的时候，我们想一想，我们真正的依靠在哪里？
And like I said, I have nothing wrong with things of basketball. I truly still enjoy playing very much, or things that are talents that God gives us and how to use them in careers and all different great things.
打球本身，或者是神给你的那些特别的这些天赋本身，能用它们，没有什么错误。
But honestly, I don't believe that Christ sacrificed so much for our lives to simply be an option, much like these things are options or entertainment. I think He did it to give us life and to give it abundantly, like He said.
但是我相信呢，主他为我们上十字架，为我们成就的救恩，不是给我们一个多的选择而已。
I know many times, especially for the young people who are here, we are told to place our security in our careers or in our majors or in our education.
我们很多年轻人啊，他们被教导，就是说我们应该把我们的这样的希望或者是根基放在我们的教育、我们的工作、我们的这一切的这些事情上。
And all this is extremely valuable and something we should be giving our best of our talents and our best of our efforts into glorifying God with.
这些都是神给我们让我们最好的努力的时候来荣耀他的一些的机会啊，这是不错的。
But I think it's very important that we do not make this our foundation for life.
但是呢，非常重要的就是我们不能把这个本身事情的本身作为我们的根基。
Oftentimes, to get to that foundation, to get to that rock, it takes a great amount of effort.
有时候我们要进到这个根基中呢，我们是需要很大的努力。
I simply thought moving from the sand of where I had placed my foundations in my life to going to the rock would be a very easy transition.
有时候我们想象是从这个沙子到岩石，好像不是这么不是这么难的。
It was anything but easy. In fact, it was actually quite hard.
但是实际上呢，这个转换是非常难的。
I learned this most in my life than when I flew back from playing in Los Angeles to New Jersey and I was given a proposition.
我在飞机上从洛杉矶打球的地方回到新西兰的时候，我就面临这样的一个挑战。
I had started a group where we would use basketball as a way to spread the gospel in juvenile jails and in public schools.
我那时候就有组织一些人啊，这些人呢就可以用打球作为一个工具，给这些监狱的这些青少年犯罪的或者一些其他的团体来传福音。
And I was training some players one day, and someone came up to me with a question.
我在给他们训练的时候呢，有一个人就来问我一个问题。
They said, John Paul, what is the longest distance you have ever run?
他就问我我。在我一生中呢，最长的能跑多远
？Now as a basketball player, you don't run long distance. You run very short distances fast. So probably the most I'd ever run in my life at one time was maybe about 2 miles.
因为打篮球呢，需要我们比较冲刺性的短跑。但是呢，我那时候呢，大概跑长跑也就跑了两个英里左右。
And I remember it was not even for basketball training. It was just because I was late for the team bus.
而且也不是我训练打篮球，而是我晚了这个公交车。
But I was given a challenge.
但是我就受到一个挑战。
If I could run a marathon while dribbling a basketball.
若是我能够边带球边来跑马拉松的话。
They said it was going to help raise funds for a Christian orphanage in South Africa.
他就会帮助在南非那边的一个孤儿院能够得到一些的捐项。
I told them I'd pray about it.
我说我会祷告。
Which sometimes, at least in my life at that time, meant no.
那个时候我说这样的话，就说意思就是不了。
But it's you must be careful what you ask God about because He often gives you very real answers, and I felt that I should say yes.
我发现呢，我要是向神特别真诚的求的时候呢，神就不给我开玩笑。神要让我说答应。
So I began training, running 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles while dribbling a basketball in my neighborhood.
我那时候就开始训练哈，先从3英里带球，2英里、3英里、4英里来带球。
And it wasn't too difficult until you start running 8 miles with a basketball.
只等到你到了这个第8个英里的时候呢，你觉得还不是很难。
You start realizing that your shoulders are more connected to your running than you thought, and then you realize that your back starts hurting and that your feet start hurting and basically everything starts hurting.
因为你那时候就发现呢，你到底是应该花力量带球呢，还是跑步呢？就有这个，还有你的背，还有你的这个脚都会受伤啊，伤是觉得很不舒服。
I specifically remembering going for what they called a long run in training, where you run approximately 15 miles to get ready. And I remember running 15 miles on Saturday, coming home, and not waking up until Monday.
有时候我是礼拜六呢要接受比较长距离的训练，15个英里啊。等我跑完了以后呢，回家睡觉礼拜一就才醒。
But the training was completed, and on the morning of November 4th, I had the privilege of running in the New York City Marathon while dribbling a basketball.
但是经过训练以后呢，11月4号呢，我就可以参加在纽约的这个马拉松啊，我可以边带球边参加。
I know this might be a little bit hard to see, but I'm one of those 40,000 people right there.
你要能看不见我，我这是里面大概40,000人中的其中一个。
You start on the Verrazano Bridge, running over from Staten Island, and just to show that, you know, this actually did happen.
是从这个 Staten Island 的那个地方经过这个大桥。
That's actually me. I know it's a little, might be a little dark, but I'm actually holding a basketball, attempting to run.
这你不你要看不太清楚，这是我带着一个球在跑步。
And it seemed easy enough the first couple of miles. Like I said, running from Staten Island into Brooklyn wasn't too bad.
我开始的时候还觉得不是特别难哈，从这个 Staten Island 到布鲁克林那边的时候呢，还没有什么问题。
And from Brooklyn, then you run into Manhattan.
从布鲁克林到曼哈顿的时候。
And then very quickly you run through the Bronx.
然后就到Bronx 区。
And then you end up, then you end up in Central Park.
然后呢，你就会来到中央公园。
Now, at this point in time, I want to pause this story to go to one of the main people that Jesus called a rock.
这里我想停下来给大家讲到这个磐石的事情。
Keep the above picture in mind, but in Matthew chapter 16,
在马太福音的16章
Jesus is talking to his disciples.
这里面主耶稣给他的门徒说话。
It says in Matthew 16 verse 13 that he asks his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?"
在14节主耶稣就问他门徒我是谁。
Some of them say that he is John. Some of them John the Baptist. Some others say Elijah.
有些人说他是施洗的约翰，有些人说他是以利亚。
So then he says, "But you, my disciples, who do you say that I am?"
但是他主耶稣就说，你们说我是谁？
Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon." For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And in verse 18 he says, And I say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
在18节说, 我还告诉你, 你是彼得, 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Now we just must understand something very quickly about Peter.
我们可以很快地来了解彼得这个人。
As we know through the word, Peter is anything but stable.
我们通过话可以看到彼得呢是没有任何稳定性的。
And though the word, the name Peter comes from Petra in the Greek, which means rock.
彼得实在是从希腊文过来的，是一个小石头。
I'm sure those surrounding Peter would think this was almost a joke because his lifestyle and his actions were very eccentric.
但是彼得的周遭的人会觉得是一个笑话，是吧？因为他的生活呢，没有任何可以和石头相比的。
He would definitely not be called the model citizen.
也绝对不是这种模范的公民。
He often was fishing without clothes on.
有时候钓鱼他不穿衣服。
He was cutting a high priest's servant's ear off.
有时候拿着剑把他仆人的耳朵削掉。
He was denying his Lord 3 times, even though he said he would go with him until death.
他三次来否定他的主，甚至他已经说要跟随主到死。
But see, the interesting thing was, Jesus Christ was not saying Peter had to be the rock by himself.
但这里我们很看到呢，主耶稣不是说彼得做他自己做这个磐石。
Because he even says in the verse before that this was not revealed to you by yourself, this was revealed to you by the Father.
甚至在这节之前就说，这件事情都是天上的父启示的，不是彼得自己知道的。
Sometimes we have this idea that we must achieve this foundation, becoming a rock or somehow gaining foundation on the rock all by ourselves.
因为我们有时候有个错误的这样的感觉，我们觉得好像我们自己需要靠努力来得到或者是建立这样的一个磐石。
That this is something that we must do as almost a rite of passage to show that we are truly His disciples, to do it all by ourselves.
好像是说我们要成为神真正的门徒，我们必须靠自己来进到这个磐石。
I don't personally believe that was ever Christ's intention.
我自己觉得这绝对不是耶稣这里所指的意思。
Once again, the word rock in Hebrew, its word itself comes from God and Son. That is where our foundation lies, and that is who we must rely on to become that foundation and to achieve that foundation for our lives.
所以我再说呢，就是因为这个希伯来觉得这个磐石这个字眼就是讲到神儿子这样的一个是真正的我们的磐石。
I know this is hard because we live in a society and culture which praises the individual.
因为这非常难，因为我们在所做的这个世界，所生活的世界是特别注重个人化，个人的事情。
We like to glorify the star player, the hero.
我们就把那些单独的人的这些明星，这些的球星作为崇拜的对象。
We like to put individuals on a pedestal and praise their accomplishments as if they got there by themselves.
常常我们把人的名字写在这样的一些碑牌上，来赞扬他们的所成就的。
Talking about a team is boring.
所以说一个队团队的话，不是什么新鲜的事。
There is no basketball shoe you could buy that says sponsored by a team.
你要是有一个球鞋，你不是它顶上不是说你是赞助一大堆人来赞助。
The team shoe of the San Antonio Spurs.
它就是讲到鞋的话也是指明哪一个具体的。
Nobody would buy that.
那样的话，若是你写的是大堆的一个队的这个赞助的话，就没有人来买这个产品。
We want the Michael Jordan shoe, the LeBron James shoe.
我要的这个鞋呢，是单独个人的，球星的鞋，名字在它上面。
And we forget that basketball is a game played with 4 other people on the court.
我们就忘了这个球队能胜的不只是一个球星，还有四个其他的球员啊，甚至更多。
And as great as they are, they would never have a chance if they ever tried to play 5-on-1.
如果是他们再伟大，都是他一个人对五个人的队，绝对是要失败的。
I remember hearing a story of an individual who was asked to do a report about a mental institution for those who were labeled criminally insane.
我记得有一个人讲到一个在一个地方的一个团体。
The reporter made his way to the institution and went through one checkpoint.
这个人呢就到他这个地方经过一些安检。
They searched his car and did a preliminary search, and he was then driven to the next checkpoint where they began to search his own person.
第一关呢是搜索他的车啊，然后到第二关的时候就开始搜索他身上的个人的所带的携带的东西。
He had a third checkpoint that he had to go through in order just to get to this institution where they began to check his belongings and his suitcase and take certain items that he said he was not able to bring into the institution.
甚至到了第三关呢，他才开始来把他东西拿出来，有些呢不准他带的就要把他留下来。
And the last checkpoint actually had an X-ray scanner machine, much like at the airport, to make sure there wasn't anything they had missed in the initial searches.
然后最后一关呢，要经过这个X 光线的这个像在那个机场中通过的那个要安检，看到一些藏的东西在里面有没有不合规矩。
He even had to use their specific pencil and pad to do his note-taking for the piece he was writing in the newspaper because they did not want him using his own equipment.
甚至他要写的这个报告，这个是一个报告的人，所写的笔都要换掉，要用他们自己指定的笔。
He was taken on a tour around the facility finally and was able to see the different cells and rooms that they kept those who were considered too unstable, who had committed crimes and atrocities in the society.
然后他就会把他们带到监狱来转一圈，最后来到这些具体的人，这些坐监的是非常不稳定的人的当中。
But upon his completion of his tour, he said he went into the courtyard and there was a gate leading out of the prison.
他在最后的时候呢，在采访最后的时候呢，他就来到一个像比较大的一块场地呢，那块呢就可以让他出去，出到监狱之外。
And by this gate, there was only one guard.
在那个地方就只有一个人在把门。
And he marveled, and so he walked up to the guard and he asked him, "I had to get through 4 checkpoints just to come into this prison." But this exit in the back of your prison, there is only one guard?
那为什么我经过四道关卡才来到这里啊？最后离开的时候呢，这么容易，只有一个人在把关。
There was a minimum of 4 to 5 guards at each checkpoint coming in, but there's only one of you for this exit. Why is this?
在我经过的这五关，每一个关都有四五个人把守啊，为什么到最后的时候只有一个人？
The guard laughed and said, "I know it's hard to believe."
这个看门的人就笑了，就说你可能不相信。
And I'm not too much bigger than yourself.
我也不比你壮。
But he said the interesting thing about those who suffer from insanity.
但是呢，很有趣的是这些发疯的人啊，这个有精神病的人。
Is they never unite.
他们不会联合在一起。
They never come together with any of their plans to escape.
他没有任何的可以连在一起啊，联合的一起来逃跑。
So the most I ever face is one inmate at a time.
就是我每一次所真面对的只有一个跑出来的人。
And usually I can handle them pretty well.
大部分情况下我可以能够来处理这件事情。
I remember hearing this story and think, how many times do we seem to suffer from insanity?
我听到这个故事，我就想到我自己，我们每个人都有时候有发疯的境况。
How many times do I, in my relationship with Christ, think I have it taken care of all by myself?
很多时候呢，我和神的关系呢，也是我自己的问题出了问题。
When I'm going through different things or different temptations or struggles, I try to promise myself.Don't tell anybody, this is okay, you have it under control.
很多时候我面临着挑战和环境以及困难的时候，我总是对自己说啊，我可以来处理这些事情。
It's a dangerous place to be when we think we have it under control all ourselves.
这是非常危险的，若是我们觉得我们自己就可以来面对这一切的挑战。
I believe this is the foolishness that Christ was referring to when it came to building a foundation or our house on the sand.
这里就是主耶稣所讲到的，我们来建造房子的时候的一个愚蠢的地方。
It is the idea that I don't need to meet with a small group.
就是我不需要有任何的团体来帮助我。
I'm too busy.
我太忙了。
I have better things to do possibly.
我有更好的事情要做。
I don't like the food they serve, so I don't want to go to his house.
我不喜欢他所做的饭，我不愿到他家里去。
I raise my hand because I'm guilty of that.
我也自己对这方面也有这个失败。
And honestly, when confronted with the things we deal with, from the outside looking in, it sounds pretty insane.
所以我们有很多的外面的一些的挑战。
See, when running this race,
我在跑这个的时候
there's a point you get to when you run a marathon.
在马拉松比赛的时候，有一个地方到了一定的程度的时候。
And I will say this, I do encourage everyone, if you get the opportunity, to try it at least once.
我希望大家能够在你的一生中至少能试过一次跑马拉松。
You might never do it again, but at least try it once.
你可能不再做了但是你至少能试一次。
See in this picture right here.
你看到这个照片。
You can see that I'm not alone.
你可以看到我不是自己做这件事情。
See, when I trained for the marathon, I didn't do it alone.
在我训练马拉松的时候，我不是自己训练。
You'll notice that I'm not the only one who is wearing one of these shirts.
你可以看到呢，这个呢不是只是我穿的这个衬衣，这个衬衣衬。
These are the shirts we wore, and these are my friends and my brothers who trained with me. And though they did not run the whole entire marathon, at certain points they actually would jump over the barrier and join me running for a couple of miles that were particularly tough for me to run.
这些的穿的衣服的主人呢，可能是我的弟弟或者是其他的人，他陪着我有时候他会不是整程来陪我，但是有一部分几个英里他会陪我。
In fact, the young man to my right in the picture after the marathon, he actually introduced me to his sister.Who is now my wife?
在右边的我这个年轻人呢，就是在我比完赛以后，他就把他的姐姐或者妹妹介绍给我，成为我的太太。
So sometimes you get a lot of good things out of a marathon.
是有时候马拉松赛以后呢，会有很好的事情发生。
But as you can tell in the picture, I have the support that I needed.
但是从这个照片上你可以看到，我可以得到其他人的帮助。
And it's amazing because they were waiting for me at a point in a marathon. Many runners call it the wall.
就是他们在哪里等着我呢？是在一个马拉松赛的叫做墙壁的地方。
It comes at about mile 17.
是在第十七英里的地方。
And literally, it feels like.Like you hit a wall.
你就是真是感觉到你好像撞到墙上了。
I remember it felt like my legs could not move another step.
就是我觉得我的腿都没有办法再走一步了。
No amount of water I drank seemed to quench my thirst.
我再喝水也不解渴。
But honestly, it was these three other brothers who jumped over the barrier and started running while dribbling basketballs too.That encouraged me to keep going.
就在这个时候，有三位的这位帮助我的，就来和我一起来配球来向前进。
It was almost as if they had a rope And as you can say, one is in front of me and one is behind me, and they almost pulled me along and supported me.
就好像他们其中前面这个就像在拉着我，后面这个就好像在推着我，让我往前行。
I know for a fact I would not have been able to finish that race without them doing what they did.
我实在是承认，若是没有他们的帮助，我没有办法坚持到底。
And on the next slide, you will see that I finally made it to the finish.
这个就是我撞线的前的这个瞬间。
Yes, it did take 5 hours and 23 minutes.
这个时间呢是 5小时23分钟42秒。
But it was in this marathon that I truly learned where I needed to put my foundation.
在这次马拉松赛的比赛中呢，我就真实的认识到我该把我的根基放在哪里。
It wasn't in the crowds cheering. It wasn't just in getting a faster time. It wasn't in trying to look fancy.
我的目的不是要最好的时间，看起来最好，或者其他的原因，或者是有人来给我鼓掌而已。
It wasn't in the newspaper articles that were written about it or my sneakers.
不是我穿的鞋，或者在这个报纸上有我的名字来说，这都不是。
Because when you hit that wall, none of that keeps you going.
因为到你能够撞到这个墙，在十七码的时候呢，其他这些事情都没有办法让我继续向前。
What walls have you hit in the past year?
在过去的一年，你有没有撞到这个墙上？
What walls are maybe you hitting right now?
你现在有没有正撞在墙上？
And we thought what was so secure is now crumbling beneath our feet.
我原来觉得非常稳固的，现在呢，却倒在我的脚下。
We thought what was supposed to support us and keep us going, what was motivation to help us reach the top, is now given out beneath us.
我们原来觉得是可以依靠的，可以给我们这个里面的往前进的动力的，我们现在呢都失去了果效。
See, climbing the ladder to a career, to a position, was nothing new. Jesus Christ knew that.
主耶稣也知道，像我们在我们的工作中来晋升，来往前，都是不是现在才有的事情。
But he knew that it was found in being on firm foundation and not doing it alone.
但是呢，知道呢，我们所做一切都不是我们单独去做，而是和这位神。
It was from this experience that I started trying to do a little more research about what does it really take and why did it affect me so much that my brothers came along me in that race.
我就开始做一些研究，就是为什么这些人来帮助我。
And the best way that I found to equate it to was talking to those who had climbed Mount Everest.
我所得到的这个呢，是帮助呢，就是我来拜访一些这个登过这个很高的山的这个人。
Talking to others who had climbed some of the greatest mountains in the world, and they spoke about how they reached these pinnacles.
就是讲到那些人的登上世界的高峰，他们的经历。
And at least from the ones I spoke to and the ones that were highly successful at doing it, they never did it alone.
我所给他谈过的这些人呢，其中一个就特别的讲到，他不是靠自己在达到这个高峰。
They said it may have been possible for some, but for them, they knew it was not about doing it by themselves.
也可能有人可许会能这样做，但是对他们来说，他们能登上高峰呢，不是他们自己能做到的。
In fact, they said that they would specifically rope up with their teammates, which meant they would tie this very, very densely constructed rope that could hold thousands and thousands of pounds, and they would actually tie themselves to each other.
他们就用一个非常结实的绳子，然后呢，他们可以把他们都一起绑在一起。
So at times when one would slip, they would not fall away, but they would be able to be held up by those who were able to pick them back up and help them join the line.
若是有一个人失脚落下来，那其他的人呢，仍然可以支持他往上。
They said their achievements were only as great as those that they were roped up with.
他们所得到的这个所能够进到的境界呢, 是和整个这个一群人能够达到的境界是一样的。
And it impacted me greatly.
他就给我很大的激励。
And I realized if I truly wanted to make Christ my foundation, who was I roping up with?
就是讲到我若是真正要把耶稣基督作为的磐石, 我需要和一群的人来一起做。
And trust me, I didn't delete all my friends on my Facebook account.
我有很多这个脸书的这些的朋友。
But I became much more intentional about those that I spent time with, those that I ate with, were they truly encouraging me to make my foundation in Christ?
但是呢，我现在呢就特别注重有些的人啊，这些人能够鼓励我一起的把我们的这个根基放在耶稣基督的上面。
When I was spiritually training, if you will,
在我做这个属灵的这样的训练的时候,
was I roping up with those who truly want to reach that pinnacle and that rock, or was I training with those who were just satisfied being at the bottom base camp?
我到底是和那些愿意攀登高峰的那些人一同为伍呢, 还是只是落在山腰上的那些人?
I ask you again, who are you roping up with?
我来问你, 你们, 啊, 你到底和谁在一起, 啊, 做这样的事情?
Are we pulling each other towards the foundation and the rock?
我们是一起来进到这个耶稣基督这个磐石面前的?
Or are we sometimes even pulling each other back because we get jealous or we get envious?
甚至我们, 还是我们要离开这个磐石, 因为我们彼此的嫉妒纷争。
I'll be honest, there have been times in my life where I have been guilty of doing both.
在我的生活中呢, 生命中, 我也做过两件都做过。
So in typical fashion, when I have the privilege of coming and sharing,
在很多的时候我一起的来分享的时候,
I've brought you guys a small gift.
我会给你们一个小小的礼物, 我经常这样做。
One of the climbers was kind enough to give me a large amount of feet of rope that he said he had used in some of his expeditions.
这就是我拜访的那个爬山的人，他给我的这个他们爬山的绳子。
And we'll have it in the back as usual. We'll provide scissors. But it's interesting when you cut a piece, which I would encourage you to do. It looks like one rope, and it looks very colorful and vibrant.
就是我会把它放在后面，也有剪子，你可以剪一块儿。但是你在绞的时候，你就发现它像是一根绳子。
But this rope, which can hold up to 10,000 pounds strength, is not in its colorful outer shell, but actually in the individual nylon fibers that are found inside.
这个的绳子能够承受10,000磅的压力，但是呢，它不是因为它这个颜色好看。 而是因为它每一里面有很多根的这样的具体的这样的绳子。
And if you're really interested or you're just really bored, you can actually pull every single one of them apart.
你甚至若是感兴趣, 你可以把它一根根都抽出来。
It's the individual fibers that make up the strength of this rope that saves lives.
这个的绳子这么有力量, 是因为每一根它都承受一定的力量。
It's the individual fibers that make up the strength of this rope that pick people up who have fallen.
这每一根的绳子就一同来承受这个很多人的这样的压力。
And for me, I like to keep my piece of rope as an illustration of why I need to be a part of my body of Christ.
对我来说，我用这一段来让我剪下来，让我来。 想到我要和这一群的弟兄姊妹能够建在一起，在一个的根基上。
Why I need to meet with my spiritual dinner group and have my meetings with my brothers to talk about what are we doing to make our foundations in Christ.
或者是在属灵上面，我们和一些很多属灵的弟兄姊妹一起交通，能够把我们的根基如何建立在神的上面。
It's not individual.
这不是个人而已。
It's not by myself.
不是我自己做事情。
It's when we do together and who we rope up with that helps us reach the top of the rock.
就是我们一同来做，才能够使得我们能够登上这个高峰。
Like I said, we'll have this in the back and we'll have scissors, and I'd love for you to cut off a piece and remind yourself when you see the piece of rope. Are you striving to reach the top of the rock and make your foundation Christ? And two, to get there, who are you roped up with?
我会把这个放在后面。当你剪下来，你常常要被提醒，就是你到底是不是来一起的来进到这个根基当中，并且你是不是和一批的弟兄姊妹一同做这件事情。
And even more than who are we roped up with, what things are we roping ourselves to? Is the music we're listening to leading us to the top of the rock or to the bottom?
不光是和谁我们在一起啊，更是我们一起的时候在做什么啊？是听音乐能够让我们达到这个高峰呢，还是听这些音乐呢使我们远离这个高峰
？Is what we're watching and what we're spending hours upon hours doing, is that leading us to the top and our foundation secure or away from it?
我们在一起做的事情啊，我们很多时间在一起的事情，到底是让我们远离这个根基呢，还是让我们能够进到这根基当中
？It's interesting. I work with a number of athletes who are getting ready to be professional football players.
我在很多的人当中工作呢，这些人呢要成为职业的这些足球运动员。
And I always give this warning that if they ever start saying,Yes, but that will never be me.
我就说到，就说若是这些人有一次说，是的，但那个不会是我。
Well, that happened to him, but I'm okay. I would never do that.
那个事情发生在他身上，但是呢，我没问题啊，不会发生在我身上的时候。
I can go to that party because I'm different.
我可以去那个联欢的会啊，但是其他人可能不行。
I always remind them that when you start thinking that you're the exception, you'll soon become the rule.
我想到，若是你觉得你自己是特别的，实际上你是在这个整个的所有的人里面的一个情形。
I try to warn them that it's only with who they unite themselves with, and two, that'll determine eventually what they become.
我就来提醒这些人啊，你到底和谁在一起？这件事情会关注到你将来能成就什么的事情。
It's my hope that in this coming year, we'll secure ourselves and make a promise to ourselves, to the foundation we lay on Christ, but also to roping up with those who are equally minded.
我希望大家在这新的这一年中呢，能够真正的能够在我们自己的根基上，还有和哪些弟兄姊妹在一起，来一起奔向这个目标上有很好的长进。
Let's not be like those in the institution who thought they could do it all by themselves and are really insane in thinking so.
我们要被提醒啊，不像这世界上的这些组织或什么其他的人，想到他可以靠自己来成就一切。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity.
天上的父，我们感谢你这样的机会。
To hear the truth of your word.
能够听到你自己真理的话。
And I'll be honest to.And say that it is very challenging for my life.
我们非常坦诚，对我来说，我的生命有很多的挑战。
There are so many things that seem to try to pull me away from your firm foundation.
很多的事情要让我们远离你这个永久的磐石。
So many cares of this world that seem to tempt me.
世界上的思虑。
God, would you help us?To truly stay on your rock.
世上的思虑，主常常来影响我们。主啊，你求你来帮助我们，能够定睛在你的磐石上。
To build our house on you.
能够建造我们的房子在你的身上。
To build our careers, to build our friendships, to build our relationships upon your truth and on your word.
能够把我们自己的职业、我们的朋友、友情、我们的关系都建立在你自己的话和根基上。
That we would not be hearers of your word, but we would be doers.
我们不光听到你的话，而且我们可以去行你的话。
That we would not just hear something that is nice, but that we would take action as you have encouraged and instructed us to do.
我们不仅听到你非常好的话，而且能够有勇气来施行你这些话语。
And Lord, would you help provide us with those that would come alongside us and help us in the times that we get tired?
主啊，你来帮助我们有拥有一些的弟兄姊妹，能够在我们需要的时候，他们可以来帮助我们一同走这条路。
That we would rope up, if you will, with brothers and sisters in Christ who have the same goal of reaching the summit with you.
我们可以和其他的弟兄姊妹来捆在一起，能够一同来追求达到主你让我们达到的这个高峰。
Thank you once again for your precious word and for your precious body.
我们感谢你的宝贵的话，宝贵的生命。
In your name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。